Solutions to violence on the city streets of America are often complicated and expensive. One program is offering a simple remedy, paint. Commentator Marion Winnick went to Philadelphia to find out if paint really has the power to transform a community.
It's a forlorn October day on the corner of Germantown and Glenwood in the section of North Philly called the Badlands. The statistics here are grim. Last year, 34 murders, 91 rapes, and 640 robberies. Virtually every one of those crimes bringing grief to a neighborhood family.
People need to know the pain. People need to know how it feels. Literally, somebody's ripped from your life. Pain is still there. Pain's never going to go away. I just learned to live with it.
Altavice Love Craighead is a 32-year-old policewoman whose younger brother, Amir, was shot in the back 7 years ago. She's pictured in one of two huge new murals on this street corner, known as the Healing Walls. One is a memorial to the victims and survivors of crime. The other, a testament from the offenders, many now incarcerated for life. Together, they tell the story of these streets and the families who inhabit them. Altavice's mother, Victoria Green, is the central figure in the victim's mural, standing over 10 feet tall in a purple pantsuit, leading grieving children through a graveyard. Among Green's own children are three law enforcement officers and a murdered drug dealer. She works as a counselor in the prison system. No one knows better than she the faces and stories depicted here.
Within these neighborhoods are people who work hard, who want the American dream, who have religious values and beliefs, no right from wrong, good, solid, hard-working, loving people. And I think this is a symbol for them to stand up and have a voice and have a picture.
Giving people a picture has been the mission of Jane Golden, director of Philadelphia's Mural Arts Program, for 20 years this month. To date, the program has transformed 2,500 walls around the city. Most images are a collaboration between an artist and a neighborhood. But this project brought in a third group, one removed from the community, inmates at Greaterford Prison.
It's important that the murals are done. It's important that the murals are here. And it's important that the murals have this particular subject, because this is a neighborhood where many people I know have children who are dead and children who are incarcerated. They see all sides of the issue.
Working with crime victims, it's very easy to see the perpetrators as the embodiment of evil.
Mary Catherine Lowry is a victim's advocate who participated in the discussions inside the prison that inspired the mural design. The project, she says, had an unintended result.
In working with the prisoners at Greaterford, it became increasingly difficult for me to join my victims in that view that all perpetrators are evil people, and to see them as humans and to see some of their journey.
What I'm doing is a meaning behind it. I'm not just doing it just to do it. I'm, you know, not only when I was in jail, but also when I got out of jail, because you have a lot of people looking at the mural. Oh, y'all did it, you know what I mean, and all that. And the people actually that come and talk to us about the mural is also giving me encouragement.
Linwood Ray began an 8-year sentence for armed robbery when he was 26 years old. Today, at 34, he is a free man, and he's just finished helping artist Cesar Riveros affix the cloth panels of the murals to the walls. A few weeks ago, he was in prison, helping paint them. No one is more surprised than he by the power of the paint, which has given him both hope and a job. But Jane Golden knows the process is not quite so simple.
I'm not saying that what we do is a silver bullet or a magic potion, but I am saying that murals, art, show us the powerful catalytic role that art and beauty and choices can mean when it comes to healing the wounds of both people and a city.
It may not be a magic potion, but the healing walls certainly have a powerful effect on the viewer. They've not only transformed the literal environment at the corner of Germantown and Greenwood, but have opened up its emotional world as well, taking us to a place where hidden shame is replaced by open grief, where a family's pain is something to be honored and learned from, where despair can finally give way to hope.
Commentator Marion Winnick lives in Glen Rock, Pennsylvania. To see photos of the healing walls, go to npr.org.